This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, joined by Peter Bush, the new head football coach at Swampscott High School. Peter, welcome. Congratulations.
Thanks, Bill. I really appreciate it.
Peter, you've been around Swampscott football from a very, very young age, I have to imagine here, with your dad being on the coaching staff and head coach as well. But just some initial reaction to being named the coach. And, of course, then we can talk about the process that led to all of that. You've been on the coaching staff for a number of years now. So I guess time for your reaction, Peter. Sorry.
I'm really excited to get started. I've been fortunate enough, with my father to kind of grow up around Big Blue football and Big Blue athletics, and to be able to come back here in 2010 and be on the staff and be a teacher at the high school. I feel really fortunate, and the things that I've learned over the years, starting when I started coaching right out of college in New Hampshire, and the lessons I learned from John Sullivan at Danvers. And obviously working under Steve Nabowski and Bobby Serino here. I've had great mentors. I've had people that have really taken time to teach me, how to be a great coach and how to get the best out of the kids. I think that's one of the most valuable things that I've learned is to really make sure that each kid reaches their potential and teaching them the life lessons that you get from the game of football, of learning about sacrifice, and commitment, and being part of a team. I'm really excited and really thankful to all the people that have helped me get to this place.
Yeah, certainly. I'm glad you mentioned your UNH background. John Sullivan over at Danvers High School, former head coach and AD over there. And I think people will like to know, and I'd love to get your take on it. Swampscott and Steve Dombowski, obviously, and Bob Serino, but Swampscott, not a huge school, but the success in the last 15 years or so of Swampscott football is I think remarkable, as it's been so sustained.
Yes, I think that's one thing that when I was in high school and since I've been back here in 2010, I think one of the most important things is maximizing each of our players' potential. There's years that we don't have, five-star recruits or anything like that, or three stars or one stars, but we just have a group of kids that want to win, that want to be coached hard, and they do the little things right. And I think that's kind of what separates us at times with some of these other big schools. We have to maximize the potential of every single player, and the lessons that these kids learn as ninth graders, of how to carry themselves on and off the field and how to practice correctly. And as they go through our program, it's a good progression. And then with the goal of hopefully by the time they're a junior and senior that they're contributing and then they're reaching their full potential as student athletes.
Yeah. Peter, tell us about the process for applying and then the interview process, if you will, and how and when you found out.
I don't know the exact date, but I believe I want to say the job was posted in early January and closed on February 1st. And then I was informed that I was going to have the interview on Tuesday, February 7th. So I had the interview last night. And I was informed by Coach Serino and Kelly Wolf and Linda O'Keefe today, actually, during my X-Block study hall. So it was quite a surprise. It's been a little bit of a whirlwind, but I'm really excited and honored to be named head coach, and I'm really looking forward to getting started.
Well, when you go to apply for a position like that, you have an idea on your coaching staff. Can you say anything about your plans for your coaching staff, albeit very fast, to really put everything firmly in place?
The goal now is just to meet with all the current staff that obviously finished up the season last year, just to see where we're at. The goal is to have every single one of those coaches come back to keep the continuity. Besides, two of our younger coaches, Dylan January and Cam O'Brien, the core part of our staff has been together since 2010 or 2014, which is quite remarkable. So the goal is to definitely sit down with with the staff that finished up the year and see where they're at, and the goal getting them to definitely come back for the 2023 season.
Peter, anything else you want to – let me ask you about coaching influences. You mentioned a number of coaches, but tell me – let's go back not too far back, but Coach Serino and Coach Dombowski, two former Swampscott head coaches. So tell me about, you know, what those two guys, you know, brought to the program as you kind of size things up over the years.
When I got here in 2010, I think one of the things that I thought, you know – something I think that separates, you know, Swampscott just because of the number of our staff is we're able to split up our practices where we're, you know, half the team will be on offense and the other half will be on defense. We'll go through a certain time limit and then we flip-flop it. So it's very college-like where, again, you're kind of splitting up your varsity and junior varsity kids. And what that allows us to do is maximize the time with each group. Obviously, some of your younger kids aren't going to be up to the level as your older kids, so you're able to cater to them and plan accordingly as far as how, again, to plan what they need and what they need to get. And obviously, your older kids, your prep week is to get ready for your Fridays and Saturday night games. So that's one thing in 2010 that I learned from Coach Dombowski. One of the things, you know, I learned quite a bit from him. But and then 2014, I think when Coach Serino took over, we were in some transition years, and you know, we the numbers were down a little bit, but we stuck with it. We had some, you know, record-wise, we had some down years, but those were some of the most enjoyable coaching years that I've had. You know, we weren't the most talented, and we didn't have the most, you know, the best numbers, but the practice sessions were always great, and the kids were always enthusiastic about being at practice, and I think that's one thing that Coach Serino really stressed was the practice week and the preparation week had a direct result on what was going to happen on Friday night or Saturday. And, you know, Coach Serino really gave me the keys and allowed me to run the defense and the special teams. He would provide, you know, his advice, you know, here and there, but for the most part, it was myself and the defensive staff, you know, formulating the game plan. So being able to kind of take those two phases of the game completely over and have it all to myself, I think it taught me how to be organized and have a practice plan in place and you know, be able to develop the kids over the course of a season or years or whatever it is. And you know, that's one thing that he taught me was just, you know, you're prepared, and the work that you do during the week, you know, again, is really going to have a direct influence on the wins and the losses.
Peter, anything else you want to share with us about the position or what's ahead with the players and coaches or so on? You've touched on a lot, but I want to make sure there's something I didn't ask you that you can sneak it in here at the end.
We're excited to get started. You know, we're into week 9 of our off-season strength and conditioning program. The kids have been tremendous. They're willing to do, you know, whatever we ask them to do as far as preparing their bodies. You know, we're kind of not turning the page quite yet on winter sports, but, you know, we're going to start, you know, making sure that our athletes are getting involved in spring sports. You know, one of the things that, you know, the athletic programs here at Swampscott High School has thrived on is multi-sport athletes. So, you know, we'll start checking in with the kids pretty soon about what their plans are for the spring. And, you know, we want to keep the strength and conditioning program running through the spring and obviously leaning into the summer. So it's an exciting time, a little bit of a whirlwind, you know, a lot of people, a lot of text messages and emails from former, some alumni and friends. So, again, I'm very thankful to the interview committee, you know, our superintendent, Pamela Angelakis. I'm grateful to our leadership team here at the high school as well. So just a lot of excitement and a lot of thanks to give out at this point.
Well said. Peter, thanks so much. Hang on the line with us, but thanks for your time and sharing the story with us here.
All right, Bill, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, hang on there. Peter Bush, new football coach at Swampscott High School.